Today, I wanted to share a little bit about reverse mortgages. So if you're 62 years or older, or you have a parent that's 62 years older and want money to pay off your mortgage, supplement your income, or pay for healthcare expenses, you may consider a reverse mortgage. It allows you to convert part of the equity in your home into cash without having to sell your home or pay an additional monthly payments. But take time. A reverse mortgage can be complicated and might not be the right loan for you. So a reverse mortgage can be used with the equity of your home, which means fewer assets for you and for your heirs. If you do decide to take a look at one, review the different types of reverse mortgages in comparison shop before you decide on a particular company. Now, today I'm going to break it down for you. We're going to talk about how does a reverse mortgage work, types of reverse mortgages that are available for you, shopping for a reverse mortgage. Be wary of sales pitch on reverse mortgage, just like anything else in sales. You got good sales people and you have not so good. So we're going to talk about that. Your right to cancel and report any possible fraud. So how do reverse mortgages work? When you have a regular mortgage, you can pay the lender every month to buy your home over time. In a reverse mortgage, you get a loan in which the lender pays you. So reverse mortgages take part of the equity of your home and convert it into payments for you. Kind of an advance payment on the home equity. So the money you get usually is tax-free. Generally, you don't have to pay back the money for as long as you live in your home. When you die, sell your home, or move out, you, your spouse, or the estate would repay the loan. Now, sometimes that means selling the home to get money to repay the loan. There are three types of reverse mortgages. Single-purpose reverse mortgages offered by some state and local government agencies, as well as nonprofits, and then also there are proprietary reverse mortgages, private loans, and federally insured reverse mortgages, also known as home equity conversion mortgages, or HECMs. So if you get a reverse mortgage of any kind, you get a loan in which you borrow against the equity in your home, you keep the title of your home. Instead of paying your monthly mortgage payments, though, you get an advance on the part of the home equity. So the money you get usually is not taxable again, and generally won't affect your Social Security or Medicare benefits. So when the last survivor borrower dies, sells the home, or no longer lives in the home as a primary residence, the loan then at that time has to be paid back. In certain situations, a non-borrowing spouse may be able to remain in the home. Here are some things to consider about a reverse mortgage. There are fees and other costs. So reverse mortgage and lenders generally charge an origination fee and some additional cost as well. You also have servicing fees over the life of the mortgage. So some also charge mortgage insurance premiums for federally insured HECMs. Now, you own more over time. As you get your money, your reverse mortgage and interest is added onto the balance for each month. That means that the amount that you owe grows as the interest on your loan adds up over time. Now, interest rates may change over time. So most reverse mortgages have variable rates, which are tied to the financial index and change with the market. The variable rate loans tend to give you more options on how you get to get your money through the reverse mortgage. Some reverse mortgages, mostly HECMs, offer fixed rates, but they tend to be require you to take the loan as a lump sum, and often the closing costs are higher. The total amount that you borrow is less than you could get with your variable rate loan. Now, interest is not taxable deductible each year. So interest on your reverse mortgage is not a deduction, and income tax on your income tax returns until the loan is paid off, either partially or in full. You have to pay other costs related to your home. So in a reverse mortgage, you keep the title again to your home. The means you are responsible for paying property taxes, you have to pay your insurance, your utilities, fuel, maintenance, and other expenses. And if you don't pay your monthly taxes, keep homeowner's insurance, or maintain the home, the lender might require you to pay the loan in full. So financially, assessment, which is new, that they've changed this in 2015, that there's an assessment that requires when you apply for the mortgage. As a result, your lender may require to set aside an amount to pay your taxes and insurance during the loan. The what they call set aside reduces the amount of funds that you get in your payments. So you're still responsible for maintaining your home. Now, what happens to your spouse? with HECM loans. If you sign the loan paper and your spouse didn't, in certain situations, your spouse may continue to live in the home even after you die if he or she pays taxes and insurance and continues to maintain the property. But your spouse will stop getting money from the HECM since he or she wasn't part of the loan agreement. So what can you leave to your heirs? Reverse mortgages can usually use up the equity in your home, which means fewer assets for you to pay to your heirs. So most reverse mortgages have something called the non-recourse clause. This means that you or your estate can owe more than the value of your home when the loan becomes due and the home is sold. So with an HECM, generally, if you and your heirs want to pay off the loan and keep the home rather than sell it, you would have to pay more than what the appraised value of the home is. So type of reverse mortgages. As you consider whether a reverse mortgage is right for you, also consider which of the three types of reverse mortgages that I talked about earlier might be best suiting your needs. So again, the single purpose reverse mortgage are the least expensive option. They've offered for by some state and local government agencies as well as nonprofit organizations, but they're not available everywhere. So you want to look into that. Now, these loans may be used for only one purpose, which the lender specifies. For an example, the lender might say the loan can be used only to pay for home repairs, improvements, or property taxes. Most homeowners with low or moderate income can qualify for these types of loans. Now, the next one is the proprietary reverse mortgage, are private loans that are backed by the companies that develop them. So if you own a higher valued home, you may get a bigger loan advance for the reverse mortgage. So if your home has a higher appraised value and you have a small mortgage, you might qualify for more funds. Now, the last one is the home equity conversion mortgage, the HECMs, and federally insured reverse mortgages are backed by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. HECM loans can be used for any purpose. So the HECMs, our reverse mortgages, may be more expensive than your traditional home loans, and the upfront cost can be high. So it's really important that you consider, especially if you plan on staying in your home for the short term or borrowing a small amount, how much it's really going to cost you for that reverse mortgage. Now, there are several factors that come into play. Your age is one of them. The type of reverse mortgage that you select is another. The appraised value, obviously, of your home and the current interest rates. Also, the financial assessment of your willingness and the ability to pay the property taxes and the homeowner insurance that I talked about before. Now, in general, the older you are, the more equity that you have in your home, and the less you owe on it, the more money that you can get. Before applying for an HECM, you must meet with a counselor for the Independent Government Approved Housing Counseling Agency. Some lenders offering a reverse mortgage also require the counseling. Now, the counselor is required to explain the loan, cost, and financial implications. Counselors also must explain the possible alternatives to the HECM, like government nonprofit programs or single-purpose reverse mortgage. Now, the counselor also should be able to help you compare the cost of the different types of reverse mortgages and tell you how the different payment options, fees, and other costs affect the total cost of the loan over time. So you can also visit HUD for a list of counselors, or you can call the agency, which is listed on their site. Counseling agencies usually charge a fee for their services, often around $125. So this fee can be paid from the loan proceeds, and you can't be turned away if you can't afford the fee. So something to consider there. Now, the HECMs generally give you bigger loan advances at the lower total cost than the proprietary loans do. In the HECM program, a borrower generally can live in a nursing home or a medical facility for up to 12 months, consecutive months before the loan must be repaid. Now, taxes and insurance still must be paid on the loan, and the home must be again maintained. Now, with the HECM, there is a limit on how much you can take out in the first year. The lender will calculate how much you can borrow based on your age, the interest rate, the value of your home, and the financial assessment. This amount is called your initial principal limit. Generally, you can take up to 60% of your initial principal limit in the first year. There are exceptions, though. Also, you want to make sure that you're shopping around for your reverse mortgage just like you would for anything else. You want to consider the reverse mortgage, decide which type of reverse mortgage might be right for you. And it might depend on what you're doing with the money. Make sure you're comparing the options, the terms, the fees with various lenders. Learn how much you can about the reverse mortgage to make sure that you're making the best decision for you. Now, here are some things to consider. Do you want the reverse mortgage to pay for the home repairs or property taxes? If so, find out if you can qualify for the low-cost single-purpose loan in your area. Staff at your local agency and aging may know about these programs in your area, so look into that. Find the nearest agency on aging at eldercare.gov. Ask about the loan and grant programs for home improvements or repairs that might be available for you. Now, do you live in a higher valued home? You might be able to borrow more money, again, with the reverse priority reverse mortgage, but the more that you borrow, the higher the fees are going to be. So you also might want to consider, again, the HECM loan. An HECM counselor or lender can help compare these types of mortgages with you again, so you're looking at those side by side. Compare your fees and cost. This bears repeating. Shop around and compare the cost on the loans that are available for you. While the mortgage insurance premium is going to be the same throughout the lender, most of the other costs can vary. And again, this is the origination fee, the interest rates, closing cost, and some servicing fees will vary amongst the lenders. Now, understand the total cost and loan repayment. This is really important part of the process. As a counselor or a lender can explain the total cost, loan cost, or what they call TALC rates. They show you the projected annual average cost of the reverse mortgage, including all the itemized cost. And, you know, no matter what type of reverse mortgage that you're considering, understand the reasons why the loan might have you repay before you're planning on doing that. Be wary of sales pitch in reverse mortgage. Again, just like I said before, like any other mortgage, you just want to make sure that you have somebody who's looking up for your best interest, because there is always a good loan and a bad loan. It's the person and whether it's the right loan for you that will determine that. So you want to make sure you're not getting pushed into something that's not going to be the best option for what you're ultimately trying to accomplish. So bottom line, if you don't understand the cost or features of a reverse mortgage, just walk away. If you feel any pressure, walk away and just make sure you're doing your research. Again, talking with a counselor to make sure you see what all of the options are available for you. Again, a reverse mortgage can be a great vehicle for the right person, but in some situations, it's not the right vehicle. So look at your options. And that is the money chat for you. Coming up next in the Money Hour, what is innocent spouse relief? Well, I have Greg Nunn with Gregory S. Nunn and Company. Got to break it down for us right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.